Aitreya Upanishad. Introduction. The Aitreya Upanishad is part of the Rig Veda tradition. It asserts that man comes from the Atman in its universal character. It describes the physical emergence of man and woman with the associated sense perceptions and declares the concomitant primacy of consciousness, which is Brahman. There are three chapters. Aitareya Upanishad. Chapter 1. Adoration to the Highest Self. Hari Om. Verily, in the beginning, all this was self, one only. There was nothing else that blinked whatsoever. He thought, shall I send forth worlds? He sent forth these worlds: Ambhas, water; Marichi, light; Mara, death; and Up, water. That Ambhas is in the space above the heaven, and heaven is its support. The Marichis are the sky, the Mara is the earth, and the Up are waters of the earth. He thought, there are these worlds. Shall I send forth guardians of these worlds? He then formed the Purusha, the person, taking him forth from the water. He brooded on him, and when that person had thus been brooded on, a mouth burst forth like an egg. From the mouth proceeded speech, from speech Agni, fire. Nostrils burst forth, from the nostrils proceeded breath, prana, from breath Vayu, air. Eyes burst forth, from the eyes proceeded sight, from sight Aditya, sun. Ears burst forth, from the ears proceeded hearing, from hearing the Dish, quarters of the world. Skin burst forth, from the skin proceeded hairs, sense of touch, from the hairs shrubs and trees. The navel burst forth, from the heart proceeded mind, from mind Chandramas, moon. The navel burst forth, from the navel proceeded the apana, the down breathing, from apana death. The generative organ burst forth, from the organ proceeded seed, from seed water. The deities Devta, Agni, and the rest, after they had been sent forth, fell into this great ocean. Then the Supreme Self besieged the person with hunger and thirst. The deities then, tormented by hunger and thirst, spoke to the Supreme Self, allow us a place in which we may rest and eat food. He led a cow towards them. They said, this is not enough. He led a horse towards them. They said, this is not enough. He led man towards them. Then they said, well done indeed. Therefore man is well done. He said to them, enter, each according to his place. Then Agni, fire, having become speech, entered the mouth. Vayu, air, having become breath, entered the nostrils. Aditya, sun, having become sight, entered the eyes. The Dish, quarters of space, having become hearing, entered the ears. The shrubs and trees, having become hairs, entered the skin. Chandramas, the moon, having become mind, entered the heart. Death, having become down breathing, entered the navel. The waters, having become seed, entered the generative organ. Then hunger and thirst spoke to the Supreme Self, allow us too a place. He said to them, I assign you to those very deities there. I make you co-partners with them. Therefore, to whatever deity an oblation is offered, hunger and thirst are co-partners in it. He thought, these are the sense worlds and the guardians of the worlds. Let me send forth food for them. He brooded over the water. From the water thus brooded on, matter Murti was born. And that matter which was born, that verily was food. When this food as the object had thus been sent forth, it wished to flee away. He, the subject, tried to grasp it by speech. He could not grasp it by speech. If he had grasped it by speech, man would be satisfied by merely naming food. He tried to grasp it by breath. He could not grasp it by breath. If he had grasped it by breath, man would be satisfied by merely smelling food. He tried to grasp it by the eye. He could not grasp it by the eye. If he had grasped it by the eye, man would be satisfied by merely seeing food. He tried to grasp it by the ear. He could not grasp it by the ear. If he had grasped it by the ear, man would be satisfied by merely hearing food. He tried to grasp it by the skin. He could not grasp it by the skin. If he had grasped it by the skin, man would be satisfied by merely touching food. He tried to grasp it by the mind. He could not grasp it by the mind. If he had grasped it by the mind, man would be satisfied by merely thinking food. He tried to grasp it by the generating organ. He could not grasp it by the organ. If he had grasped it by the organ, man would be satisfied by merely emitting food. He tried to grasp it by the down breathing, the breath which helps to swallow food through the mouth and to carry it through the entrails. He got it. Thus, it is the Vayu, the getter, who devours food, and the Vayu is verily the one who lives by food. He thought, how can all this be without me? And then he thought, by what way shall I get there? And then he thought, if speech names, if breath smells, if eye sees, if ear hears, if the skin feels, if mind thinks, if off-breathing digests, if the organ sends forth, then what am I? Then, piercing the suture of the skull, he got in by that door. That door is called the Vidriti, tearing asunder. The abode, Nandana, the place of bliss. There are three dwelling places for him, three dreams. This dwelling place, the eye. This dwelling place, the throat. This dwelling place, the heart. When born, when the highest self had entered the body, he looked through all things in order to see whether anything wished to proclaim here another self. He saw this person only, himself, as the all-pervading Brahman. I saw it, thus he said. Being Idandra by name, they call him Indra cryptically. For the devas love the cryptic, yea, they love the cryptic.